Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got a guest in studio. Ann Wilson is the client services manager. No, it's not Ann Wilson from Hart.
Oh, I better take that
Stop
off.
It. Sorry. Morning, how are you?
Doesn't look like her at all.
Ann, move closer to that microphone so we can
right
hear your dulcet tones.
Nice and
in a Don't
minute.
Be scared of it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A couple of house bills we want to talk about that are going to affect... perhaps services for the elderly. Let's start with HB 7164, which would prohibit any restrictions on a home care worker's ability to work for any specific individual.
Yeah, what's that about, Ann?
Sure. Well, first I want to let you guys know that I'm certainly not here as a lobbyist. Really, I'm just here as someone who works in the healthcare industry. I interact with clients and family members on a daily basis, and I really just want to be here as a voice and an advocate for them. There's some common misconceptions about the agreements that agencies have in place with their caregivers and their clients. You know, none of us are preventing our caregivers from working for multiple agencies. What we're trying to do is we're trying to preserve the investment and the time that we put into the matching process between our clients and our caregivers. That's so critically important to ensuring that you have a good quality provider in somebody's home.
This is going to be somebody who's going to be living in your house.
Correct,
at least
potentially.
For a limited amount of time.
Right.
So back to the old Yankees Red Sox thing.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying Yankees fans are bad. I'm just saying.
Sure you did. That's exactly what you just said.
All right. So what's the difference between how it's done now and under this bill it would happen?
Well, one of the things that they're asking to do is really have more of a non-solicitation language in the bill they're pursuing, meaning that my caregivers can work or caregivers can work for multiple agencies. They can be in multiple homes. But really, the match process that an agency invests in finding the caregiver who's good for a particular client,
right.
And also a client who's a good match for that caregiver, mm-hmm. We provide that management. We provide that ongoing oversight. We also provide the coverage in the home if that caregiver needs time off or takes a vacation. You can't possibly manage that if you're changing the model that's been so effective.
Now, you don't put any... restrictions on people who work for you. They can go work for another organization like yours.
Correct.
As long as you're good.
Right.
As long as you get the job done, you don't care if they work for 10 different people.
Correct. What we're asking is that we preserve the sanctity of the relationship that we've built with that particular caregiver and that particular client.
So what would 7164 make different? In other words, now you have people who are good at what they do.
Right.
They may, you're not working all the time, so you may go work for somebody else. How would this impair their ability to do that?
It would allow potentially a caregiver to maybe take a client privately on their own outside of the agency model. And unfortunately, that puts the clients and the families at a tremendous amount of risk.
Sounds to me it's run by the state.
Right. Well, they're losing. The agency is providing the oversight, is providing the management, is providing the assurances in the home, which you certainly wouldn't have if somebody was in on a private basis.
And the second bill is House Bill 1051 that would require the creation of a public registry of all home care workers in the state. And your Companion Homemakers has some concerns about the state's ability to manage that registry.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Concerns about the ability to manage that registry, but also concerns from the clients and family members. You know, I've talked to quite a bit of people, and there's a real sense of fear and vulnerability that's coming along with this. It's not just that they're asking for our caregivers to have their names and the agencies they work with published. They're asking for them to publish their phone numbers, their personal addresses, their emails, even going so far as asking for their gender preferences. I mean, this is a real violation of privacy, and it's causing fear. Fear amongst the caregivers and fear amongst the clients.
How would the state manage this? Which state agency would be in charge of it?
Department of Consumer Protection would have the oversight, but right now they've even admitted they don't have the staffing or the resources in place to manage this. So it's a very costly venture if the state does undertake this. More importantly, again, it goes back to the vulnerability. You're asking somebody now to potentially go to a list outside of an agency for someone to provide their care. When that person comes into the home privately.
Wait a minute. So they may not be screened.
Correct. Or that ongoing oversight and screening could go away.
So I'm just getting next on the list or something like that.
Well, you
I can contract with them individually, I suppose.
Correct. You could contract with somebody individually, and you're now losing that ongoing support system that the agency provides, that ongoing monitoring. So it's not just that initial match. It's that ongoing follow-up and oversight to make sure that match stays, the integrity of that match remains as a client or individual's needs change. It's also advocacy. You know, if you have somebody privately in your home, who do you go to or who do you turn to if there's an issue or concern? That's what the agency provides.
It sounds like people who are concerned with this have to get in touch with their legislators and say these are two bills that shouldn't come into law.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we're all working towards the same common goal. Good quality care in somebody's home and the ability to allow people to continue to have the choice to remain at home. You know, somebody doesn't want to have to leave their home after 50 years. They want to be able to stay where they're most comfortable and be able to do that safely. So really, we're asking people to join us in keeping the care and home care.
Okay.
And if they would like to reach out to their state legislatures, we encourage them to do that. There's a great website, homecareactioncenter.org. It will tell them everything that they want to know. And also allow them to find out how they can contact their state legislature.
And in other words, everybody who is contacting, let's say, Companions and Homemakers or anybody,
right?
You know at least that person has been vetted.
For sure.
So you know who that person is.
Sure.
Now with this one, it's just kind of pot luck.
Right. And I guess the most important thing that I want to say is that, you know, the agency models offer an intricate set of checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts from the day somebody calls to inquire about services or the day a caregiver walks in looking for an employment. And it follows them throughout the relationship.
Okay.
Just as
right.
you mentioned, hiring, vetting, yeah. training, ongoing support system. That's so critically
okay.
important.
Two Let's things know. That people should be concerned with. Ann Wilson, Client Services Manager from Companions Homemakers. Thank you. Can I give you a word of advice?
Absolutely.
You may want to walk out now ahead of Bob Dunn and Gene Sheehan so your image doesn't get crushed as you walk out the building.
They already forewarned me.
Seriously. Thanks, Ann. We appreciate
Thank
you coming.
You.
In.
I
we'll
turn appreciate up the lights you guys lobby. Having me.
Good
Thank
to have
you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.